Good morning. Two Britons have been cleared of kidnapping a missing waitress outside a Costa del Sol nightclub. Judges ruled Agnes Clavina had not been forced into Wesley Capper's Mercedes, concluding he had not committed the crime of illegal detention he was tried for and sparing him a prison sentence of up to 16 years. They also disappointed state and private prosecutors by clearing fellow defendant Craig Porter of Agnes's illegal detention. Essex-born Capper, who's 41, was instead convicted of a lesser crime of coercion, relating to the way he got drunk Agnes to leave with him and was handed a two-year prison sentence. Porter, who's 37 and from Liverpool, was found guilty of being Capper's accomplice and given a six-month jail sentence. Appeals are expected to be launched by the two Brits as well as the state prosecutors and prosecutors acting for Agnes's family. Agnes was 30 when she disappeared in the early hours of September the 6th, 2014. Spanish police have arrested 23 people accused of belonging to a criminal organisation carrying out sexual extortion online. The suspects allegedly made more than €100,000 from their victims across 24 provinces. The group were claimed to have lured their victims into visiting live sex chat sites using advertisements before blackmailing them for money with threats of telling their families what they'd done. The first case came to light in February 2018 and police claim so far to have received around 80 complaints from victims since. The body has been found in an almost perfect state of conservation beneath the ice in the Argentinian Andes over 29 years after a Valencian mountaineer attempted to scale the 5,000-metre El Rincon peak and disappeared. A mummified body has been found in around the same place in a hard-to-reach area. The head of the rescue patrol says everything points to the body being that of the missing Valencian mountaineer, but DNA tests will confirm. And France and Spain have agreed to work closer to guarantee the survival of brown bears in the Pyrenees. There are only a few hundred bears left in Spain. France and Spain agreed on Friday to guarantee the survival of reintroduced bears in the mountains along their common border. Attempts to bolster the population of brown bears in the region have upset local farmers, whose livestock are prime targets for the large omnivores. A bear known as Claverina recently crossed into Spanish territory and killed 8 sheep, triggering protests from Spanish farmers. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.